allowing Mexican trucks to travel across the border and to all parts of the United States sounds like a great idea to Sarah Sanchez. The interim executive director of San Antonio's Free Trade Alliance says her city, which sits a little over 200 kilometers from the border, would benefit greatly by becoming a logistical hub for U.S.-Mexico trade.
Well, we see this as vital to the growth of San Antonio as an inland port, and the inland port is a development strategy that includes servicing trade that flows through San Antonio and developing logistics-related industries. Once the border is open, manufacturers in Mexico City, such as San Luis Potosí, Mexico City, Monterrey, and Saltillo, are more likely to consider distribution activities in San Antonio.
But what might be good for San Antonio's business leaders may not be good for the rest of the country and could pose a threat to motorists on U.S. highways, according to the Teamsters Union. The president of that labor organization, which represents most U.S. truckers, Jim Hoffa, says the administration's plan amounts to a game of Russian roulette on America's highways. The Teamsters say Mexican trucks are not up to the standards of U.S. trucks and that Mexican drivers are often pushed by their employers to drive longer hours than is safe. Speaking by telephone with VOA, Teamsters Union spokesman Galen Monroe stresses that the number of U.S. inspectors involved in the program is inadequate to the task.
It's a real concern of ours from a safety standpoint. And frankly, a security standpoint, we don't know what's coming over these borders. They claim they're going to look at each truck and inspect each truck, but they try and do that now, and they can't even do 10% of the trucks that come over the border.
But Sarah Sanchez says the pilot program includes an extensive inspection process carried out on every truck.
Before the Mexican trucks can actually come into the United States, they will have to pass a 22-point inspection safety audit in Mexico, and the safety audit will be conducted by U.S. officials in Mexico before the trucks are even allowed to come into the United States.
She notes that Mexican trucks should have been allowed into the United States in the year 2000 under the terms of NAFTA, which was approved by both countries in 1993. She says that Canadian truckers have been traveling U.S. highways for years and that no one has complained about them. Galen Monroe, however, counters that Canadian trucks operate under safety rules that meet or even exceed U.S. standards.
We allow Canadian trucks into our borders because they meet those standards. In fact, their hours of service regulations are more stringent than ours. So we know that the Canadian trucks coming in are safe trucks. They have safe drivers, well-trained drivers. We are really not sure. We cannot confirm that with Mexican drivers and with Mexican trucking companies.
The program to allow Mexican trucks on U.S. highways has also drawn fire from the National Transportation Safety Board and some groups opposed to what they see as a border far too open already, both in terms of trade and such things as illegal immigration and drug smuggling. One such group is Judicial Watch, a conservative foundation that promotes government accountability. Judicial Watch Director of Investigations Chris Farrell says the free trade agreement should not allow any participating country to be exempt from safety standards.
Since the agreement's been struck, it's been ratified, it is the law of the land. Well, then if we're going to operate under that law, which we must, then we need to do it in a fair and complete way. And that cuts both ways. That cuts against the Mexicans in the sense that their trucks have to meet the standards, but then it also cuts back against the United States that if they do meet the standards, well, then we're obligated to abide by the law. It's a two-way street.
The first Mexican trucks are expected to cross the border under the new pilot program in less than 2 months, but Congress is expected to hold hearings on the safety issues as early as next week. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.